Rant and raise.
Oh, yeah, it's the Adobe D Random Thoughts. Today I'm going to be ranting about racism. So, this is a really difficult one, as you can imagine. But I had many viewers commenting and messaging me and leaving me phone calls. You should talk about racism. So, here I go. I'm going to talk about racism. Pardon me for a second, folks. Listen, yo. I just want you to know that there's some things I'm gonna say and you're not gonna like it. And it's nothing personal, you know what I'm saying? It's just what's coming from the inside and stuff I've been doing, how I feel. So don't be a jerk. No, sir, I'm just kidding, you know how. All right, back to the show. Sorry about that, folks. A little inside baseball I had to take care of. So, racism. A lot of y'all gonna assume that being black, that I'm gonna be talking about racism between blacks and white, but like I said, I could only speak about experiences that I've been through. So I came, like I said, from the United States, Virgin Islands, St. Thomas, and as you know, if you haven't looked at a map, we're really close to Puerto Rico. So there's a lot of Puerto Ricans in the Virgin Islands. And a lot of us Virgin Islanders, we go to Puerto Rico very frequently to do shopping or whatnot because it's less expensive than St. Thomas. But anyway, so it's a great relationship. Well, folks, when I moved to Hartford, Connecticut, specifically the South End, I won't say the street name, but when I moved there, I got such a rude awakening. Folks, the Puerto Ricans rejected me left and right. I mean, I was called all kinds of names I can't even remember. Pendejo, Moreno, I can't even remember half of the stuff that they said, you know. It was really, really hurtful. I'm like, man, this is nothing like the Puerto Ricans in St. Thomas. What is it that made them hate me so much because I'm black? I don't understand. I've never felt this. I mean, I was expecting to feel this racism from whites, but you know what? I was like, this is really, wow. That's all I could say about that. So I really like to interview on my random thoughts a Puerto Rican that doesn't like black people. And I would like to have you come in, and I would like to interview you on that, just to see the mindset, because I really don't understand it. I mean, I could see the blacks and the whites because we've always had that issue, but I'd never understood the thing about the Puerto Ricans. I mean, they treated me like crap. I remember I'd be walking home and they'd start busting out, call me thick lip and big lip, and I was like, man, wow, this is really unexpected. I don't understand why they're doing this. I had to put up with that for quite a while because I lived in Hartford for such a long time, but it was really difficult. I mean, I would get looks as I was walking by, just that racism, hateful look. I don't know if you ever had that feeling, but it's not good. You know, of course I had some whites, but mostly in the work environment where they never were blatantly say anything about me, but you could just feel it. You know when someone don't like you because of race. You'd have to be there, or you'd have to walk in that shoes to understand the feeling. But it's a feeling that you get. You know someone don't like you because of your race. So that's really a hurtful thing. And so I'd like to interview someone. And Mexicans also doesn't like blacks, as far as I know. The looks that I get from them is, like I said, it's a certain look and a feeling you get. You know they don't like you because you're black. So I'd like, and another one that was surprising to me was Africans. Africans don't like black Americans. I've noticed that. Now, speaking with some Africans, because I have an accent, they think that I'm, you know, from Africa sometimes, but I'm not. I'm actually from the U.S. Virgin Islands, so I'm actually closer to being a Black American than a Black African. And so the Black Africans, they would come to me and they would say, we just don't like the Black Americans because they live like pigs and they're nasty and they stink and this sort of thing. I've even heard some people say that about Jamaicans as well. So stereotypes, you know, are related to racism in some ways as well. So it's like it's a difficult thing to go through. And I especially can't understand Black people being racist, because you know what your ancestors been through, and you've probably been through some of the racism yourself, and I definitely know you don't like the way how it feels. So why would you fight racism with racism? Why would you do that? It's not the right thing to do. I just don't get it. I don't understand why you would do that. Like, I had a friend a long time ago. He was a Black Muslim, and he was trying to convert me. So, you know, I used to listen to what he had to say, and he said, you know, I think you should go to this Million Man March with me. It would be a learning experience, a good experience to have. So I went. Then I heard this fool, I won't even call him a minister, because I don't consider him a minister. I don't consider a minister someone who would spew hate. This so-called Minister Farrakhan spewing all this hateful stuff, and I just walked away. I couldn't listen to any more of it. I'm like, look at all these followers, all these Black followers there. Don't they know what this guy is doing? All he's doing is feeding off of your fear and your ignorance, and he's getting rich while you live in the ghetto poor. I mean, how stupid could you be? It's stupid. I don't care what anyone says, it's stupid. I mean, now he's talking about prostate cancer, that it's something that's, it's a conspiracy to kill us Black men. Hello, McFly, idiot fool. Don't you know that it's our diet and our lifestyle that's killing us? Don't be an idiot, moron, fool. Actually, he's not an idiot, moron, fool. He knows exactly what he's saying. He's getting rich off of you ignorant fools who wants to believe him. How could you sit there and believe an idiot like that? You know? He's no Black leader of mine, that's for sure. He's definitely not someone I look up to. Then you got these other fools. What, Reverend Jesse Jackson. What an idiot he is. Then you got this other one, Al Sharpton. You idiots are spewing hate on a great conservative leader. Lies and hate. Just because you don't want him to get a football team or be a part owner, you spew hate and lies, and as an instance, the NFL folds. You owe this man an apology, you stupid, idiot, ignorant fools. Hate ignorance. I hate it. What kind of reverence are you? And what about that idiot that used to go to Obama's church, or was the pastor of Obama's church, Reverend Wright? He's another idiot, moron, fool. And you stupid fools want to follow someone like that? Can't you open up your mind and think for yourselves? How stupid can you be? You make me so angry, I swear. Sometimes I just want to slap the hell out of you. Because you need to believe in yourself, know what's true, and don't be a moron. I just don't get it. I mean, I used to work with a coworker. He would call, I mean, not because not everyone from the Middle East or from you know, Arab countries are all terrorists. I would used to work with this white guy. He'd go around calling them towel heads and stuff. And then you'd see people laughing. I don't find it funny at all. I've been through this type of hatred in my life. You think that I'm going to laugh at someone else who's being hated? Yes, there's many of them who are terrorists, but there's also many good ones too. So I'm not going to fall under calling people towel heads and stuff like that is wrong. So that's my take on racism. I would really like to interview a Mexican and a Puerto Rican. I want to know what you have against my race. And I want to interview black people that follow, you know, Farrakhan and people like Reverend Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, because I want to know if you actually have a mind of your own or you're just a follower and you're ignorant. So give me a call and let me know. If you're not in my area, we could do a phone interview. I'll put you on speaker and we could do it that way. But either way, that is how I feel about this whole racism business. I mean, look, check this out. Now, you got, this really angers me. You got us here in the United States, right? This is the government, I hate the government so much, yo. I can't stand the government. You have us people who were born in the United States, right? We want to own a small business. So do you know how much red tape they put us through before we can even get a grant or anything? By the time we're finished, we won't get approved. Where you have Asians coming in, you got Chinese, Japanese, you got Middle Eastern, you got Mexican or whoever the hell coming from outside this country, and they own businesses. I drive around, I see all kinds of Chinese and Japanese and Indian restaurants. I'm saying, what in the hell is going on? These people come from nowhere and the government just bends over, grab the ankles and give them what they want. We us hard-working Americans, we get zero, zip, nada, zilch. It just bothers my mind. It really does. And the next couple of random thoughts, we're gonna have a new co-host. She's really intelligent and she's gonna bring a lot to the table. So in the next few coming weeks, I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do together. We have a lot of many great topics to talk about and hope you'll stay tuned and keep watching. So until next time, keep watching those videos and don't be racist.